So he says, anytime I tell you to do something, and I'm thinking now something he told me to do years ago, and I thought, there's no way, I can't do that. I have already, say already, made the provisions. So I want you to leave this with you tonight. Children, you have desires in your heart. You're not too young to pray for what you want. You're not too young to go to the Bible and say, God, you put this in my heart. I want this. Is this what you want me to have? And then pray for it. Seek God's face and receive it. He said, but I want you to know that there is a never-ending supply. It never stops. It's already, and you hear Bishop say it all the time, but sometimes it doesn't register. He says what? It's already done. It's already done. Say it. Say it's already done. Well, say the river is full. Say it. Say the river is full. What he's waiting on is for you and for me to make the connection. The river coming down. Come on, do this. The river coming down and my river going up. And they what? Connect. When they connect, boom, explosion of power and manifestation of gifts and miracles. Amen? Amen. And I was asking the Lord about that and talking about the river and thinking about the river. And I said, Lord, I really, and he knew how I think, but I was thinking, I think more of the river, more of a waterfall. And that's when I read, there's a river flowing down from heaven. I'm thinking more in terms of a waterfall. And he reminded me of the Mississippi River, and they gave some facts on that last night. The Mississippi River starts in Montana as a little bitty stream, well over 2,000 miles, forgot how many. But 31 states contribute to the Mississippi River. And it's widest and most in Mississippi. And it goes on out into the Gulf Coast. But it's full of a lot of different things. And so the Lord said, that stream that you're thinking about, that river, say river, flowing out from heaven, the river flowing out of me, it's the same river. One God, one Lord, one faith. It's the same river. But we got to make the connection. Say connect. Say connect. You know, that's how we who are married, sometimes we get off on the wrong track. After I read that today, I was repenting my husband, not even in town. Lord, I repent for this, and I repent for that, and I repent for being mad so much, and I repent for this, and I repent for that. Because we don't, he said, the two shall become what? One flesh, and we don't really what? Connect. Because I'm my own person. Now, this is mine. I used to say it all the time. Concerning money. Mine is mine and his is ours. It's funny, but it wasn't funny. Having what I said. Amen. So what he wants us to see. Listen now. What does he want you to see? He wants you to see the connection. Okay. Run right over here. This is a lamp. I hope the bulb is working. I don't know because my lamp turners on, don't remember on Sunday. I started seeing somebody over that Sunday. Okay. This is a receptacle. This is a river. This is another river. But they're not connected. Nothing is happening. But when they connect, boom, light. Light is. Amen. So that when the Lord said, I begin. Y'all stand up right quick and do this. Come on, quick. Come on, get up. Move. Now you can sit back down. I don't want you cold. Now, Jay, I was fixing to give you something because you really did it right, but I will. I'm going to give you something because you did it right. Now, Jay got up. You were putting some swag in it. Amen. Listen. The Lord, as I said, I was thinking more like a waterfall, the river. And then I started seeing the water in the river. And I remembered when we went on the cruise. And Lord, water and water and water and water and water. finally you hit some land somewhere, and then again water. But what he said was, Carl, he said, if you can think of the whole earth, say the whole earth.
The whole
earth. Jordan told me the other day, he was looking at the globe, and he learned this in school. This is a good thing now, Jordan, because you're helping me. Thank you. He said, we live on the earth. And then we found the United States where we live. But he said, if you can think of the whole earth and everything in it, if you can think of all of outer space, the stars, the moon, and then all of the outer space and everything that's in there, he said, that's just a drop in the bucket for what's in that river. Are you listening to me? What's in me and what's in him and what's connecting? And he said, when these two things come together, there will be an explosion of my power. There will be an explosion of my provision. There will be an explosion of my life. There will be an explosion of my healing. There will be an explosion of my wisdom and knowledge and understanding. But most of all, there will be an explosion of my love. He said, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. It won't be a struggle to love anybody. You won't be always, oh, Lord, I have never said that word in my life, and it came, almost came out. You won't always be mad with people. My roommate used to use it in college. Yeah, I remember where she said it at my birthday. And she didn't even blink because she didn't realize she said it. Or she knew he said it, but she just uses it. That won't bother you. God says, I have so much for you, Ruthie, Lily, Pam, Wilson, and Miss Annie Mae. God says, I have, Miss Wilma, I'm just naming the people on that seat. Miss Fabby, is that Miss Fabby?